Etienne knocks down a couple free throws, give him 12. And with a second to go, Jordan Walker is sitting no call, and that will do it. So the Wichita State Shockers come on the road to Tulane. Wasn't easy down the stretch, but they do hold on for an 8-point win.
And Wichita State wins last night over Tulane, 78-70. The Shockers now 14-4, 10-2 in conference play. Isaac Brown, head coach of the Shockers, officially the head coach now, about the win.
I thought it was a good game. I thought early on in the game, we attacked the zone well. We were able to move the basketball. You know, we had a lot of guys flashing to the middle. We did a good job of finding the shooters and sharing the basketball. We had 22 assists tonight. Al Tariq Gilbert had a career high 12. I thought we did a good job of making threes. We talked about it last week in Wichita that we needed 10 or more to win the game, and we made 13 tonight.
So Wichita State gets the win last night, and the Shockers continue to roll on, and we'll see if they can finish out and win a conference championship, the first time they can win the America Athletic Conference. Local sports, we have an athlete of the week who is very deserving.
Yes, Blitz senior Hunter Prohaska has been named the NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Again, after 3-2-1A district championship and runner-up finishes in the regionals and sub-state tournaments in wrestling, Prohaska saved the best for last, claiming the 3-2-1A state championship this past Saturday in 170-pound weight class. Opened the tournament with a win by fall over David Sines of Wellsville, and then beat Ben Hansen of Plainville by fall in the semis. Set up a matchup for the third straight week with Southeast Saline's Matthew Rodriguez. Again, after losing the regional and sub-state finals, both by 8-4 decisions to Rodriguez, Prohaska won the most important match of the season, built an early lead, and went on to win the state title by a 17-9 major decision. Prohaska finished the season with a record of 31-6 and his second straight individual state title for Belotus. He won 152-pound championship in 3-2-1A wrestling as a junior. So, again, Hunter Prohaska, the NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to him. As Wade said, very deserving of the award. And you can read more about our Athlete of the Week and how to nominate somebody at NCKSSports.com.
All right, high school basketball tonight.
Yes, we'll have high school sub-state semifinals this evening. Games are going on Katy Country 94, 1A Division 1 girls at Osborne. Oberlin, the number 4 seed, 12-9, taking on number 1 seed Thunder Ridge's 14-3. A pregame coverage about 5:20, and girls' game there starts at 5:30. And then the other game, 7 seed Stockton's 5-14. Osborne, the 3 seed at 15-4. And we'll clear out, and there'll be a break in between. So a pregame for that around 7:45 to 7:50, and that game will start at 8 o'clock here this evening. Then moving on to the 1A Division 2 subset at Wakefield, Tescott, the 3 seed against Southern Cloud, the 2 seed at 5:30, and then at 8 o'clock this evening, Wakefield's the number 4 seed taking on top seeded St. John's Tipton. And then 1A Division 1 at Kent and Galva with the local team Sylvan Lucas, the number 2 seed, taking on Rural Vista, the number 3 seed. That's a 5:30 start time. And then the other semifinal there on the girls' side, Gossel, the 5 seed, taking on 1 seed Little River at 8 o'clock. Full sub-state brackets for everybody that's playing here in the state can be found at nckssports.com. So a lot of area high school hoops this evening. Again, our coverage actually on Katy Country 94 will start about 4:30 with our high school basketball locker room chats tonight, and that'll lead into the pregame around, like I said, about 5:20 here tonight for our games on Katy Country 94 from the Osborne sub-state.
All right, so the games we have on the radio here tonight, the first one up is Oberlin and Thunder Ridge, 5:30. Note that start time, and as Dusty just said, pregame at 5:20. Darren Grauerholtz, the head coach of Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Thoughts on Oberlin?
They seem to be a pretty scrappy bunch. They're fairly solid defensively. I think they can get themselves into trouble, but I think the top of that zone, if they would play zone on us, is fairly long, and we cannot afford to turn that ball over there, because then that's where that top of that zone is going to get some layups on us. But it's going to be an interesting matchup.
It will be, you know, that when you play somebody that's outside of your area, you just don't know how good the competition has been. And we've seen certainly teams like Stockton with losing records win sub-states or regionals before. And so it'll be an interesting matchup tonight.
Yeah, Oberlin's a team, too, that don't and they're 12-9. I mean, it's not like they don't have a good record at all. They're a team that has beaten Hoxie this year, who's a fairly good team in the Mid-Continent League. And, you know, they've won some games against teams that, you know, some of the Northern Plains League teams haven't beaten. So we're kind of looking at that and seeing that this is not going to be an easy game for Thunder Ridge by any stretch of the imagination, despite having a much glossier record than Oberlin. So definitely a game tonight that could come up. And again, as Coach Grauerholt said, if they hold on to the basketball, don't turn the ball over, they should be in pretty good shape tonight. But that's going to be the key for Thunder Ridge, is cherishing possessions and being able to have success in that way, and making sure that, you know, like he said, that Oberlin doesn't get hot from three, because they haven't been a great percentage shooting team from the outside this year. So we'll see how that all goes for Thunder Ridge. But again, should be an interesting matchup here tonight between the Lady Longhorns and the Lady Devils here this evening in Osborne.
Once again, that game at 5:30, there'll be a break in between the games. And then the second game tonight over at Osborne, Dust will have the call. It will be Osborne girls taking on Stockton. Trina Luters, head coach of the Lady Bulldogs, the keys to winning tonight against Stockton.
We will need to come out focused on rebounding and keeping the scoring out of the lane there. You know, but again, I feel like the girls are focused for the game. We've been working on our defense and rebounding. We've fixed different things throughout the season when we've noticed things that we've needed to iron out. And, you know, our focus for Thursday is going to be coming out defensively, getting the jump on the team like we want. And again, defense will create our ball movement and seeing the floor and talking. And if we all take care of our piece of the puzzle, it's going to be a good night of ball for us.
Osborne in Stockton tonight. Thoughts on that one?
Yeah, this one's not as confusing to figure out who is the favorite. Osborne's already beaten Stockton by 19 and 22 this year in different games. So, you know, it is. It's a third time meeting. You got to come out and stay focused and be mindful of the fact that just because you've beaten them twice doesn't mean you're going to beat them the third time. You got to go out and play. And so, you know, if Osborne does the things that Coach Luters just talked about there, they should be in good shape to get it to the championship game coming up on Saturday afternoon. So Osborne definitely the favorite again here tonight.
All right, so Thunder Ridge Oberlin girls tonight from Osborne at 5:30, pregame at 5:20 on Katie Country 94 and katiecountry94.com. Then after that, we'll have the Osborne girls against Stockton. Could have an Osborne-Thunder Ridge sub-state final on Saturday, possibly. Don't want to jinx anything there. In regards to beating a team twice solidly, there have been many times over the years I've covered sports where a team was a heavy favorite and won two games, a third meeting, looked past them, the other team had nothing to lose, game's tight, comes down to the wire, and all the pressure's on the favorite. So the key for Osborne girls is get off to a good start and don't give Stockton any reason to have hope that you're going to win this game.
Exactly.
As the favorite, you want to jump on them right away.
Especially
on
home court, too. Yeah. Get out there, just get going early and get that early lead and you'll be fine.
Right.
I mean, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. So, you know, Sipton girls are in action tonight as well.
Yeah, they play Wakefield here this evening. Wakefield's a team that is 7-10. St. John Sipton 15-1 in tonight's game. And so that's a game that St. John Sipton definitely a favorite in. Leah Bergman talks about getting back at it after a pretty good break here.
I think we'll have to come out and be ready to play. We'll need to be focused. It's been a little bit over a week since we've had a game. So, it's kind of a hard balance of I want to push them in practice, but I don't want to push them too hard. So, you know, I think we'll need to come out ready to play, focused from the beginning of the game. Wakefield has a couple girls who are quick and fast, and so they'll pose a challenge when they're on defense. So, you know, we're just going to come out. We're going to play the kind of basketball that we've been playing all year, which is fast and aggressive, and hopefully we can get off to a good start.
Yeah, Lady Blue Jays will be a favorite in that one, no question, tonight against Wakefield. And then Sylvan Lucas girls are in action tonight as well.
Yeah, they're 13-5, 2-seed, taking on the 3-seed Rural Vista, who's 12-6. It's the 1A Division I Canton-Galva substate, and that game starts at 5:30 here this evening. Lady Mustangs don't know much about the Lady Heat. Craig Batchman from Sylvan Lucas talks a little bit about their squad coming into tonight.
They're going to be a tough game for us. Watching film on them, you know, they're guards, they're seniors, so they've been around a while and stuff, and they got a good post down low, so they're going to be a quality team that we're going to have to show up and be ready for.
Yeah, Rural Vista and Sylvan Lucas again tonight at 5:30. They're the early game at Canton Galvis. So, again, all the sub-state brackets, everything you need to know about sub-state hoops can be found there at ncksports.com. We'll update the scores when we have a chance here this evening, so looking forward to getting it rolling here, sub-state semifinals here tonight.
All right. For that latest Athlete of the Week, which we mentioned was Hunter Peraska, or previous Athletes of the Week, they're also available to you at ncksports.com as well. And you can nominate an Athlete of the Week. Just contact us, and you can do that through ncksports.com. College basketball tonight, KU is in action. We're in the 13th-ranked Jayhawks hosting UTEP. KU 18-8, 12-6 in Big 12 play. They're up to 13 in the rankings. Remember, they fell out for a week, but then they put some good games together. Played well in March or in February after a bad January. Pregame tonight on Z96.3 Lake with 6:30. 7 o'clock will be the opening tip. KU at home, their final home game of the year. And Bill Self, even though UTEP is a late addition to the schedule, they're a team that Coach Self likes.
They can score the ball, and they could. We watched some defensive possessions that we'll show our guys. Say, this is how you guard. I mean, flying around and activity, and I think they got a good team. And it looked like to me that they're healthy and playing well together. And I like their team. They're capable. This is a good game for us. Good game. Good time to play.
UTEP 12-10 overall, 8-8 in Conference USA. Once again, pregame at 6:30 tonight, and tip off at 7 o'clock for the Jayhawks on Z96.3 The Lake. KU did receive some good news off the court as well, as five-star Sunrise Christian guard, who was at Wichita Collegiate his first 2 years, Grady Dick, has committed to the University of Kansas, a five-star class of 2022 guard. He has announced his plans to attend the University of Kansas. Had a lot of offers out there. Kansas has been after him and talking to him for quite some time. And so after being at Wichita Collegiate, went to Sunrise Christian Academy here. This year, he'll be part of the class of 2022 for the Jayhawks. NBA news. Last night, the 76ers beat the Jazz 131-123 in overtime. Former Jayhawk Joel Embiid had a monster game, 40 points and 19 rebounds. Two of the best teams in the NBA. Sixers get it done in overtime. Former K-Stater Dean Wade, who has made now, I think, four consecutive starts for the Cavaliers, 17 points and 6 rebounds last night. But it's the first time Dean Wade was in the starting lineup and the Cavs lost. They lost to the Pacers last night, 114-111. And one of the reasons that the Cavaliers lost to the Pacers is pretty interesting if you like basketball stats. Do you know what T.J. McConnell did last night?
I didn't.
T.J. McConnell, this is interesting. Entering Wednesday, only 72 players in NBA history had managed to accumulate 9 steals over the course of a game. T.J. McConnell, who came off the bench for the Pacers last night, had 9 steals in the first half.
Wow.
Ended up with a triple-double. The record for a full game of steals is 11. He only got 1 in the second half. T.J. McConnell for the Pacers had 16 points, 13 assists, and 10 steals, giving him only the 11th triple-double with steals in NBA history. Last player to do that was Golden State's Draymond Green, who, by the way, is celebrating his 31st birthday today. But he did so with rebounds instead of points. In this case, it was steals instead of rebounds for T.J. McConnell, who got it done last night. So Dean Wade, a nice game for the Cavs. Former K-Stater, 17.6 rebounds. But T.J. McConnell is the one that stole the show, literally. 9 steals in the first half, 10 for the game. He also had 13 assists, 16 points, that rare triple-double. And if he really would have put things together and played harder and got 10 rebounds, he would have had a quadruple-double.
Yeah.
And those are extremely rare.
Yeah.
It can be done, though. Done.
Yep.
You can have points, assists, and rebounds, and then a blocks usually is where that happens for a big guy. So quite a story there. Damian Lillard, is he the best clutch player in the NBA? I'll tell you what, lately you have to ask yourself and wonder if he is. Last night, Dame Lillard hit the game winner, then took a charge on defense, and the Blazers beat the Warriors 108-106, spoiling Steph Curry's 35-point performance. James Harden had a triple-double in his return to Houston, as the Rockets have lost, I think, 12 in a row now. As Harden had a triple-double, the Nets win over the Rockets 132-114. The Kings beat the Lakers last night. The Lakers have had all kinds of issues here because they've been shorthanded with AD out. And the Kings won last night 123-120 over the Lakers. Former Sooner Buddy Hield, remember him? 29 points in the game, 7 three-pointers as the Kings defeated the LA Lakers. Other NBA scores, Charlotte or Minnesota 135-102. The Bulls got by the Pelicans 128-124. And going back to the days of bad boy basketball with the Pistons, the Mavs won 87-78 over OKC. That score stands out when you look at all these scores
sure.
Last night. Detroit beat Toronto 129-105. Detroit's not good. Toronto is good, but Toronto got rolled. You know, the Pelicans the other night, I think they beat the Jazz, if I remember correctly, and then they turn around and lose to the Bulls. It's tough. You know, you play games in a short period of time, and it can easily go the other way. Atlanta beat Orlando last night, 115-112. And when you take a look at the standings in the East, the Sixers have a half-game lead over the Nets. The Bucks in the third slot. The Celtics now have won 3 in a row, and they're in the fourth slot. Celtics were under 500 4 games ago, and now they win 3 in a row, and they're the 4 seed in the East because there's a lot of mediocrity in the East after the Sixers, Nets, and Bucks. The Knicks are 18-18 in the five spot. Charlotte has a losing record at 17-18. Former Jayhawk Dante Graham, part of that team. They are in the sixth slot. Miami now up to the seven. Toronto's the eight at 17-18. The Pacers and the Bulls, both 16-18, are in the 9 and 10 slots. Remember, you have your play-in this year. The Jazz have a three-game lead over the Suns. That's right. The Jazz are the number one seed in the West. The Suns are the two seed, just like everybody predicted. Clippers, the three seed, and the Lakers have fallen to the four seed. The Blazers would be the five, the Spurs the six, Nuggets the seven. The Mavericks have moved up now, winning three in a row, up to eight. Golden State falls to the ninth spot, and the Grizzlies the 10th slot. Just to give you an idea of the difference in the two conferences, the top 10 teams in the Western Conference all have winning records, and the East only three teams, check that, four teams have winning records in the East.
Yeah.
Remember the whole thing about LeBron?
Yeah.
LeBron's really smart, but he's scared of the West. So LeBron always stays with the Heat. You know, he was with Cleveland, then he went to the Heat. I mean, the power in the West has been that way for a long time.
Yes.
But LeBron's smart, man. He's really, really smart. He's a genius. Some people say he's a genius because he stayed with Cleveland, and then he went to Miami, stayed in the East. He knew, I can get to the finals every year because the East isn't that good. And then critics of LeBron would say he's scared of the West. He don't want to go to the West, and he knows he can't get through tough series all the way through. Well, guess what? He went to the Lakers, and all they did in his second year is win the NBA title.
Yeah.
And right now they're sitting in the four spot, and if they have AD healthy, they would probably be sitting in the two spot right now, maybe the one. So it is interesting, the narrative of, well, LeBron's super brilliant because he was smart enough not to go to the West. Then he went to the West, and it's like, oh, he's been scared of the West. No, now he's not scared of the West. And then he won. It doesn't matter. He wins. Yeah. He goes to the NBA Finals. It doesn't matter what team he's on. It doesn't matter what conference. That's how great LeBron is. And he's having an MVP-type season right now at the age of 36. And now, shouldering more of the burden.
Yeah.
Because AD is out. And Schroeder's been out but came back recently.
Yeah, still, if they're healthy, they're probably the team to beat. So
I think so.
You know, we will find out on that. But, the power's still in the West. There's no question about that. And it's been, like you said, it's been that way for quite some time here.
It has been, and it's fun to watch. And I like the higher scoring games, although I do like to see defense from time to time, and some teams don't play defense.
I like a 108-106, like the Blazers and Warriors last night. Those kind of finals are the ones I can. And in today's NBA,
you know
at least somebody played a little defense during the game.
I like that.
The 129s-123s are like, did anybody do anything defensively?
See, and that one's okay for me every once in a while, but it's these, 140-130, those are too much. And then I don't like 80-78. I don't like those games at all in the NBA. I'm with you, like 108-106, 116-112. I'm okay with that. And once you get in the 120s, maybe not enough defense. And then back to college basketball, you got games tonight. As we mentioned, KU is hosting UTEP, but there are conference games tonight. Oklahoma State's at Baylor. Interesting game. Baylor drinking the champagne probably after winning the first conference title in 71 years. They could definitely get beat by Oklahoma State tonight, who's been playing very, very good.
Hot right now.
That's on ESPN2 tonight at 6 o'clock. Iowa State's at Texas Tech. Iowa State trying to avoid the Ofer this year, which they've got a good opportunity to avoid it when they play K-State Saturday
Manhattan. One more after tonight.
That'll be their best shot at it. That's at 6 o'clock tonight, Iowa State at Texas Tech on ESPN2. TCU's at West Virginia. If West Virginia loses, KU would finish in a tie for second in the conference with West Virginia. And by the way, West Virginia still has to play again on Saturday at home against Oklahoma State. So Kansas could end up being the second-best team in the Big 12 by standings. And what a horrible down year KU is at.
Yeah, yeah.
And the team that they would lose out in the conference championship would be a team that's ranked third in the country who was undefeated until KU beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So TCU at West Virginia tonight at 6 o'clock. And Texas is at Oklahoma at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN. And Texas is really reeling right now. And so we'll see if Texas can get back on track. Oklahoma, of course, has lost two in a row now. How about the ebb and flow of the Big 12 this year? You know, you've got Baylor 11-1, and by the way, West Virginia, if they would lose their last two games, KU would be sole possession of second place. It looks like West Virginia's going to play two. Looks like they'll be short one game. But right now, you look at Big 12 standings. Baylor, of course, wrapped it up 11-1. KU 12-6, got them all in. West Virginia's 10-5. Oklahoma State's 10-6 in conference play, and then Texas is 9-6. Oklahoma 9-7. Just a few weeks ago, in fact, not even a few weeks ago, it was about a week ago, Oklahoma was ranked seventh in the country. And now they've lost three in a row, and they are sixth in the conference. Texas Tech, remember, they were a top 12 team when they played KU recently, number 12. Texas Tech is 7th in their conference right now, 8-7. So that tells you how tough this conference is. And then you've got Iowa State at the bottom at 0-16.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we've been seeing that all season long, that there's not, I mean, outside of Baylor, who's at the top of the conference, right. No question about it, right? It's been kind of that, you know, who's hot this week, really? You know, who's hot the last 4 or 5 games? And, you know, Oklahoma State's put themselves in that position right now to be the hot team in the,
they've
in
won
the conference.
5 in a row.
5 in a row, 2 over Oklahoma, who's, you know, started their losing streak against K-State. So they're definitely the cold team in the conference right now, other than Iowa State, obviously, who hasn't won a single game in the conference.
Just remember how this was. You know, Baylor was number one all year long in the conference. And then Texas, after they beat Kansas, was the clear-cut number two team. Mm-hmm. And West Virginia was doing great and so forth and so on. We're like, well, are they for real, or are they both going to, you know, fall off late in the year like they usually do the last 3 or 4 or 5 years? And then all of a sudden, Texas falls off a little bit. And then there's Texas Tech. Oh, they're getting better. Then they're second in the conference. And then all of a sudden they fall off. And they're like, oh, now all of a sudden Oklahoma beats all these ranked teams, and they move up. And then they go all the way to number two in the conference. And now they're all the way down at number 6, and Texas goes to 5. And you've got Oklahoma State that was sitting at 7th or 8th place early in the conference season, now up to 4th. It is, I'm really, honestly, West Virginia and Baylor have been the two most consistent in the Big 12. Kansas at one point was tied for 5th, and now they're going to be no worse than tie for 2nd, it looks like. Maybe they'll end up being 3rd if West Virginia takes care of their business. KU could still finish 3rd in the conference, and Oklahoma State could win their final 2 and tie with Kansas for that spot, too. So it is really interesting, the ebb and flow. It's been Baylor and basically everybody else in this conference. It used to be Kansas and everybody else in this conference. And Baylor, clearly the best team in the conference, even though they did lose recently in Lawrence to the Jayhawks. But they looked a lot better when they beat West Virginia overtime in Morgantown, which was a great game the other night.
Yeah, it was.
Baylor earned the conference title with that win, no doubt.